Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival will showcase the culture, vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities, and unique products of all the 8 northeastern states. The festival draws inspiration from the 8 northeastern states, that is Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, and Tripura, collectively known as the Ashtalakshmi. During the festival, over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms, and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. The event will also host a fashion show, design conclave, buyer-seller meet, which will offer a platform for meaningful collaborations and long-term economic impact. The biggest attraction will be the Rural Heart Bazaar, showcasing produce and art from 320 farmers and artisans of the region. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy decisions today. The Monetary Policy Committee, chaired by RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, began its three-day deliberations on Wednesday amid concerns over rising inflation. Experts believe the central bank is likely to maintain the status quo on the repo rate but may consider adjusting the cash reserve ratio or CRR. The RBI has kept the repo rate or short-term lending rate unchanged at 6.5% since February 2023. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $50 million loan agreement for climate-adaptive water harvesting project in Meghalaya. The loan agreement for the climate-adaptive community-based water harvesting project was signed yesterday by Joint Secretary in Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, and Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission, Mio Oka. Mahaparinirvan Divas is being observed today, marking the 69th death anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. On this solemn day, the nation pays homage to Baba Sahib Ambedkar by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. Prominent leaders including Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and other members of Parliament will offer floral tributes to the chief architect of the Constitution at a statue at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. In Maharashtra, extensive preparations have been made to manage large crowd expected at Baba Sahib Dr. Ambedkar's final resting place, Chaityabhumi in Mumbai. Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai will distribute 1 lakh free copies of Bhima Tumha Vandana, a booklet that honours Dr. Ambedkar's life, achievements and contributions. 12th Puducherry International Documentary and Short Film Festival is set to begin in the Union Territory today. The three-day festival will showcase 35 short films and documentaries from across the world. The event is being organised by the Department of Electronic Media and Mass Communication at Pondicherry University in collaboration with the National Film Development Corporation of India, Tamil Nadu Progressive Writers Artists Association and Puducherry Film Forum. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandviya has announced the extension of the date of participation for the ongoing Viksit Bharat Quiz Challenge till the 10th of this month. Earlier, the last date was 5th of December. A powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Northern California, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The earthquake, which hit around mid-morning local time, about 12:30 a.m. Indian time today, occurred about 68 kilometers off the coastal town of Ferndale, causing strong ground shakes for the locals. Multiple aftershocks have been reported since the initial tremor. A tsunami warning was issued for Northern California and Southern Oregon. However, tsunami warning was late cancelled as no significant threat materialized. In men's cricket, the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia will begin this morning at Adelaide Oval. The match is scheduled to start at 9:30 a.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.